Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on JTS Radio is to interview people who are making a positive difference in the world with transformational businesses, thoughts, ideas, and actions that encourage and inspire. My name is Taylor Tagg. I am a forgiveness coach certified by the Midwest Institute for Forgiveness Training and a certified Napoleon Hill Foundation leadership instructor. I teach people precisely how to let go of hurt and resentments, both big and small, releasing emotional pain and suffering to experience lasting peace, freedom, and personal success. To find out more about my work and my latest book, The Path to a Peaceful Heart, please visit me at TheEvolvingHeart.com and sign up for my monthly newsletter. I'm also writing a new book with certified Napoleon Hill instructors Tom Cunningham and Tim Chim on Lessons from Adversity and Defeat, which is due out in September of 2013. You can check out more on the Triple T team at learningfromadversityanddefeat.com. And now on to today's success story. My guest today is Fonda Milana, which is, she's the founder of Fonda's Vision. Now, Fonda is a life coach who holds seminars for youth and adults, and she focuses on helping them break free from anything that stands in their way of living the life they were destined to live. She recently recorded her first CD titled Divorce, Walking in Peace, which is helping many families move forward with a healthy mind and a forgiving heart. And Fonda is joining us today on Journey to Success Radio to tell us how you can have a healthy mind and heart and share with us ways to incorporate peace into our daily lives. So, Fonda, a very special welcome to Journey to Success Radio. How are you today?
I'm awesome, and thank you, Taylor. It's an honor to be here.
Well, we're so thrilled to have you on the show today. And so give us a little bit of background about your work, Fonda's Vision, and kind of how did that all begin? Where did that start?
Yeah, hands down, it was God. You know, we are all led for a purpose, and this is definitely my purpose. It would take an hour to share the miracles, you know, how I got to Fonda's Vision, but in a nutshell, my background was in corporate America. I was a project manager. I loved being a positive influence, so I always gave people advice about life. I chose to stay at home once my sons were born, and after my second son, Joseph, was about 1 year old, my husband came home one day, and he told me he didn't love me anymore, and he wanted a divorce, and, you know, I was devastated, to say the least. We were married for 12 years, and then dealing with an unexpected divorce really began my journey of self-development and where I am today.
Well, that's wonderful. And so tell us a little bit about the concept of Fonda's Vision. And I know that dealing with divorce is a very difficult thing, and really you were able to really have a transformation with that, and now you're helping divorcees in their own journey. And so tell us a little bit about that and the concept of your vision.
Well, divorce is one avenue, you know, that stops people from living the life that God created them to live. In other words, you know, divorce is a difficult time for people's life, but it's how they handle it and what they do with it that is eventually what defines who they are and where they become in life. So how to handle it is so crucial, and that's what I did, was I handled it God's way. In my CD, I talk about how the Lord in my spirit really spoke to me and said, you can handle this your way or my way. So because I chose to handle it his way, I spent the next few years really just looking at ways that I could be an example for people around me, an example for my ex-husband. So I really focused on how to just love him and love everybody around me, his family, and just to do it, take the higher road, and that's the road God taught me. And really, my goal is to help teach people to live in freedom, you know, free from worry, stress, unforgiveness, drama, pretty much anything that you know in your heart that is stopping you from living, you know, a life of joy and peace. I tackle all issues in life.
And I can imagine, too, that around divorce, which is such, you know, a hurtful and painful situation, I've been through that myself, there has to, but really there's a lot of unforgiveness there for a lot of people. So tell me, how do you work with people in regards to forgiveness and moving through some of that pain?
Well, everybody, really interesting enough, everybody is different. You know, everyone brings their background and their childhood into where they are today. So sometimes just saying in a blanket statement is difficult, but usually what it is they have to understand that God's opinion of them is more important than maybe what their ex-husband said or maybe what their family said. So I really try to focus on the individual person. That's one thing I do is I think sometimes when people call me to coach them, they start telling me about how bad their ex was or how bad, you know, somebody is. And I never focus on that person because we don't have power over that person. I only have the opportunity to teach you how to be empowered and to help you change your mind and your approach and how you're looking at your circumstances. So it's really after the healthy letting go process, it's just a matter of how long do you want to keep this? How long do you want to, you know, go over the same story over and over and over as if anything's going to change? You know, how long are you going to, you know, talk bad about your ex? Like, why does it make you feel good doing that? You know, what is the whole point? So, again, after just dealing with the healthy death of the marriage, if you will, from that point on, then it's a matter of, you need to move on because God's got a better and bigger purpose in your life, and that's what I focus on.
Well, and that's wonderful too, and I know that many of the clients that I work with, you know, they think it's about, all right, how am I going to change in my mind how I approach my husband or my wife, and think about how they can change the other person, but it really becomes work within yourself, and that's the surprise. Oh, we're going to work on me? Oh, you got to be kidding
me. Right, because I'm not the problem. You know, they did this, or they were an alcoholic, or they were this, or, you know, they had an affair on me, or maybe they were terrible, or they were abusive, and I get that. And you know what? You're right. It is wrong. But again, that's between them and God. Let's work on between you and God and how we can have you represent God out there and be an example. I have had more people, the way I handled my divorce, come up to me and say they want to be like, handle it like me, because they just see my ex-husband and I at my son's games and his new wife, and, you know, they had a little baby boy, and so they see us in this healthy environment, and they're just baffled. Well, it really is possible. You just have to be willing to look at it. And it's not about being, you know, a doormat or anything by any means. It's saying, you know what, it happened. I got two amazing sons out of the marriage. He was a good man. He really was. And he did have good qualities. So it's just kind of putting it all together and seeking God and doing it God's way. If you are willing to do that, then I guarantee you, you can have an awesome life in regards to an after divorce. I'm sure you're feeling it too. So,
and tell me a little bit more about part of the vision that you got. You know, you got the dilemma. Okay, I can do it my way, or I can do it God's way. And you know, for so many people going through divorce, it is such a painful experience that it's almost unbearable at times. And you just many times you just want to say, you know, here, God, take it. I can't deal with it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about the differences that you see between doing it your way and doing it God's way for our listeners out there who are thinking, oh, well, maybe that's something I want to do.
Oh, my gosh. It's night and day, the difference. You know, doing it your way means that you entertain your emotions, your moods, your attitudes. You entertain thoughts that are probably not very healthy. You entertain manipulation. You entertain putting your child in the middle. You know, your kids become your FBI agent because you're obsessed with what your ex is doing. You know, you talk to friends, you talk bad about them, and in the spirit, it's not a good thing according to the Word of God. You know, when you talk bad about somebody, whether it's to their face or behind their back, they feel it in the spirit. So anytime we do things our way by saying, oh, I'll I'll, you know, let her have it, or I'll let him have it, or he'll know that, you know, he left a great thing, and then, you know, it's going out of your way to, you know, prove that they made a mistake. It's anything that, anytime you're trying to prove something, or you're talking bad about somebody, or you're trying, you know, or you're telling your kids that, you know, dad was this or mom was that, anytime there's any negative, anything like that involved, that's of you. That is not of God. God is a loving God. You know, he taught us to, you know, forgive just as he forgives us. You know, I have a very forgiving heart because when I learned the story of Jesus on the cross with the thief on either side and the one, you know, was mocking him, but the other one said, you don't even deserve to be on this cross, you know, you know, please remember me in your kingdom. And Jesus said, today you will be with me. I mean, it wasn't, you know, you have to go through this long process of, you know, begging me. And so Jesus is such a forgiving God. And for me, he's such an example because I am a sinner. And, you know, if I expect to be forgiven through grace, through, you know, asking God for forgiveness, and somebody made a mistake, or even if someone is so unhealthy, that you look at them with compassion. I mean, if your spouse, your ex-spouse did something to hurt you, I mean, do you know what it takes for them to do that? I mean, the pain that they're going through. So when you kind of shift it over and you look at people through compassion and pain and you love them the way God loves them, it's amazing the miracles that happen.
Well, it really is, and I can tell you from my own personal story and, you know, in my life, I had to reconcile, how could I sit here and get forgiveness from God and ask mm-hmm. God for forgiveness if I wasn't willing to be forgiving myself?
Right.
I had to really take a hard look at that, and I couldn't reconcile it. I couldn't come to the conclusion that I could receive forgiveness from God and not forgive another person, or even mm-hmm. forgive myself for that matter. So mm-hmm. that was a big turning point in my life.
Awesome.
So tell us a little bit about some of the things that you do with your clients. I know you give workshops, you give seminars, you get this great new CD out called Divorce, Walking Through Peace. So tell us a little bit about that, Fonda, and what you do for people.
Oh, what I do. I would say the biggest thing that I do is I am on such a mission for people to live in freedom. Freedom from any hurt in their life. So my greatest mission is to teach people how to look at the association of how they view a person, or how they view a circumstance, or how they view their past. I kind of really bring it to light and really dig deep why they're associating it the way they are. And then I have them make a little bit of adjustments. And once they say, oh, you know, just because this person did this doesn't mean that that's who I am. So I really want people to break free, and I teach them how to do it quickly, because there's a lot to do in life. We have a great purpose, each of us. And what people don't understand is that the enemy wants you to be upset, be depressed, hold on to the person that hurt you. But what you're not seeing is that person has your power. They still have your day today. Why would you give somebody another day of your life? So to me, it's like break free. I don't care if it's the person at the grocery store that was rude to you. You know, you have a choice to either let that person affect you, or you can take it and just let it happen, you know, handle the situation appropriately, and then forgive them and move on with your day. I mean, you got to know that there's a bigger purpose in life than offenses or someone hurting you. You've got to get to a place where you deal with it and move on. But some people don't want to do that. They want to stay in their story, or they're addicted to self-pity, and people around them give them attention. So I also encourage people that if you have a friend that you keep helping out, and it's really past that point, in your opinion, where it's just them complaining over and revisiting the story, I encourage you to honestly recommend that they either, you know, read a good book on forgiveness like your book, or they, you know, talk to maybe, I mean, obviously God. God is the one who can break you free from anything in a given moment. So that's one thing I believe, is people sometimes get stuck in their story, and it's really important for us to step up and say, I love you, but you're better than this. So that's something that I'm pretty big on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see it working with clients in workshops, that people have a really tough time, you know, giving up what they feel like is giving them power, which is that little juice that, well, I call it the juice. They get the little juice out of holding on and thinking that it is power over another person, but really it's powerless when you look at it, because in that is pain and suffering, and you can go on for a long time and hurt for quite a many years when you choose to hold on. And I tell my clients all the time, I was like, well, you know, if you're ready to get over the pain and suffering, you're ready to end it, you know, for good. You can hold on to your resentment as long as you want to. If you want to keep holding on, you just keep on keeping on.
right.
And it'll be there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you're ready to give it up, then we're ready to go to work. And so I think when people look at it from that way, they, oh, yeah, you know what, I really am. I'm ready to be done with this. This hurts too much. And then they're ready to move forward. So tell us, if that was a first time client coming in to find this care, and I was going to be work with you, so what can I look forward and expect from you when we work together?
I think most people are really surprised at my approach. You know, obviously I'm a Christian. I have compassion, but I'm pretty tough when it comes to. You know, somebody can come with a story and they'll say to me, oh, you're going to need, you know, a year to work with me. And, you know, they could just start off with, you know, I've had 3 affairs, I've done this. I'm like, uh-huh. Because what they're not seeing is that's not the problem. You know, I'm not going to unpack the 3 affairs that they had. I'm going to go right to the heart and say, what's going on? And then they're just kind of like shocked. Well, don't you want to judge me? No. I don't, because let's get to what happened. Why do you have to get to that place? And then they're like, oh. And then I kind of dig deep. And so I think most people are surprised that after 1 or 2 phone calls, they're either completely, they have a totally different revelation. Their problem's been, you know, really changed, and they're on a better road. So I think sometimes when people see therapists for years, and then they come to me, and I just kind of unpack it for an hour, and they're like, oh, so I have to do this, this, and this. I say, yeah, if you do this, this, and this, you're on your way to complete healing. And they're like, oh, well, don't I need to talk about this more? Not really, unless you want to talk about it more. I really don't want to take your money, but if you want to sit here and talk about it. So really, you got to understand that it's costing you your life. You understand that repeating the same story over and over and over is costing your life, time away from, you know, help being with your children, time away from, you know, making an impact in this life, you know, revisiting the same story. So I encourage anybody that has any issue, not just with divorce, but to, you know, whether it's the neighbors and I aren't getting along, or maybe it's, I can't stand my brother-in-law, I hate my sister-in-law, I can't stand my mother-in-law. These things can be easily solved if you're willing to do what it takes. So that's something that I think surprises people, is that I kind of jump right into it and get right to the core of it. And kind of like what you said, do you want to solve it, or do you want to go over this again and waste another day of your life? It's your choice.
Yeah, absolutely. And usually when I pose that question, it's like, okay, let's get this out of the way. I'm ready to be done with this.
Exactly.
Is there a mindset change? What is a mindset change that you see in your clients once they go through this process with you and begin working with you and receiving your coaching? What do they say on the other side when they are free?
Oh my gosh, you know, it's the mind is, you know, this piece of property that we have that is so valuable. And so what's in the mind is so crucial. And, you know, you talk about, you know, self-development, you talk about reading, and it's so important that once someone changes their mindset and they see, they visualize a different life where they, you know, live in peace and joy, and they don't look at people the way they used to, and they don't look at circumstances the way they used to, you know, changing your mindset, you know, as Napoleon Hill is so classic for teaching that, is such an avenue of freedom. So definitely anybody in general who meets me, or whether it's in the grocery store for a moment, I do whatever I can to alter their mindset for just a moment, because that's just my passion, is the mind. I think the mind is so, the heart is important, but if you don't get the mind to follow that with your spirit, then, you know, you can be the greatest Christian on earth, but can be the most miserable because of what you think about all day. So, yeah, I'm big on changing your mindset.
Well, absolutely, and I agree on that too. And it's all about changing your perspective on how you view a person or a situation.
Mm-hmm.
It really can change in an instant, you know, like it did for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a wonderful thing to be able to help a person and guide them through seeing life from a different perspective, one that is for them and behind them rather than against them and preventing them from, again, the life they desire. So tell us about what it's like to go through one of your workshops, Fonda. I know that you work and do various topics on your workshops. Walking in Peace is one of your workshops. You got a workshop called Drama Free, The Power Behind Your Purpose,
right.
Living an Extraordinary Life. So tell us a little bit about your workshops and what it's like to experience one of those.
I personally believe, because God called me to do this, that the miracles that take place in 3 hours blow my mind and blow the minds of people that come, because we really get right to the core. For instance, the drama-free one is so popular because people are surrounded with drama. And I do breakout sessions, and I really focus on 15 keys to living a drama-free life. So that's something that I want to tackle all the time, because people don't realize that the drama around them is something that they're creating. And there's, you know, at first they come to my seminar and they're like, "That's impossible. You know, my neighbors are this," and then, but once I kind of show them how they're, like you said, perceiving it and how to handle it, and it's like, oh, you mean I've been feeding the power? Because you got to remember, a fire dies if you don't feed it, you know, gasoline or wood or anything. So the problem is we're feeding all of these things. We're feeding the gossip. We're feeding, you know, someone knows, you know, somebody who triggers you the wrong way, even your own spouse. You know, they, you know, I was just listening to a friend of mine who said that a friend of hers was complaining that her husband eats potato chips loud, you know, and just so mad, and she's just texting her. And I thought, well, how long have they been married? 20 years? And I'm like, and she's still complaining about, you know what I mean? It's just little things that people don't realize steal their joy during the day. So my seminar is really a power packed, and they get right to the core of the specific situation. And everybody that comes to my seminars say it was life-changing. So,
well, that's wonderful. And just for our listeners out there, can you give us a quick general tip on ways that we can, just within ourselves, decrease or let go of some of the drama that we experience every day? Because this is such a hard topic for a lot of people. It's just their lives are so filled with drama, and, again, it's mm-hmm. internally fueled. Is there a tip mm-hmm. that you can share with us, just something to think about around drama and how to decrease it in our lives?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to my mind when you ask that is 3 words, and that's zip your lip.
Okay.
I think a lot of people talk a lot about their problems, and they don't go to God, and I think that's the problem. You know, I once heard Joyce Meyer say, you know, go to the throne and not your phone, you know. And, you know, even with your spouse or your ex-spouse, you know, instead of, you know, if they do something wrong, you know, instead of just getting really upset, just say, you know what, I really need to you know, I need a couple minutes. I need to call you back. And just don't react so quickly. Just really pray about things when a situation happens. Like, you know, if your ex is supposed to drive your son to the soccer game and then they call and they say, I'm running, you know, I'm working late. And instead of you saying, you know, that's typical of you, I can never count on you, you got to remember that you got to look at the bigger picture. Like, thank God you have somebody in your life to at least be there to help drive to soccer. There are many people who don't have spouses who aren't alive or who live in different countries. So, you know, be grateful for at least the opportunity that they could have been there. And so just calm down and understand that they're working. And it's just knowing how to handle situations when they come up without putting the other person down is what I'm saying. What's your plan B? Always have a plan B. So I never get disappointed by my ex-husband. He's, you know, he's got a really, you know, big position, and I know he works a lot, and I respect him for it. My sons have a good life, and I'm grateful for that. So, you know, I look at the positive of what he can do and what he can't do. I just do it. So it's a matter of how you look at things. And, you know, if you have people in your life that are poisonous, you know, are they affecting you in a positive way or are they infecting you in a negative way? You know, if you have people in your life that are causing drama, it's time to get rid of them out of your life. You can love people from a distance, you know, friends. If it's family, there's ways that you can handle them that I promise you will work, but it takes getting rid of your pride. It takes maybe not saying something even though you want to say it. So there really are ways to do things God's way without being a doormat, and I'm living proof. I have the most amazing girlfriends in my life, just wonderful friends that I have. I got rid of some friends a few years ago that weren't, you know, the best influences in my life. My sons are incredibly healthy-minded. We all have an awesome relationship. You know, their dad is awesome, you know, with his wife and kids and his family. We get along great. And I just have no issues in my life at all because I learned to handle everything as it comes, not talk about it, not just, I just go to God, I do it God's way. And you seek somebody like you, who a forgiveness coach, who knows how to handle something, do it. But when you teach someone, Taylor, what to do, I would hope that they would do it because you're, you know, that's an area that you're successful in. So not everybody does what they're told to do either. So.
Well, and I agree, and I think that you hit on a couple of great points there. I find that it's all about who you surround yourself with, and it's about how you look at life. Part of my mission is to teach industrial workers life skills. And part of the transformation that they go through in class is they come up to me after class and they say, oh, you know what, I've got to get rid of some of my friends if I'm going to be successful and make a career in business. And I hear that all the time. And it's so true. I gave a talk last week to a group out here in Memphis on Napoleon Hill's positive mental attitude, and it's just amazing what can happen when you have a positive mental attitude. And if you surround yourself with people who are like-minded and find the positives, even in very tough situations, then life becomes a lot easier. It just becomes more manageable.
I mean, let's face it, if you're breathing, it's a good sign. So, you know, there's still hope. So, people really need to look at what they have, you know, and write down, you know, things about their spouse. There probably are a couple bad things about your spouse, but for 7 days, write down everything you appreciate about them, everything. And you'd be surprised that once you start shifting modes and not making it about you, but making it about the other person, how, you know, your circumstance can change, so.
Absolutely. I finished a blog post about that, about the power of gratitude and really incorporating it in your day and being grateful for just a couple of things, 5 things in the morning, and wow, it's amazing how it sets you on a different path and a different course throughout your day. You look for those things in all of your dealings with people and situations. It's really amazing.
Right.
Well, Hannah, let us know if a person wanted to work with you, if they were going mm-hmm. through a tough divorce and they wanted some coaching and needed your guidance and opinions and advice, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, all the information is on my website, so you can just Google Fonda's Vision. That's F as in Frank, O-N-D-A, apostrophe S, Vision, V-I-S-I-O-N. Just Google it, and my website will come up, and my phone number is on there, and my seminars are on there. My CD is there for anybody to order. And you can email me. I'll answer any questions you have, and I would love to help anybody out there.
Well, again, you can reach Fonda at fondasvision.com, and she has mm-hmm. a great description of all her workshops, mm-hmm. the drama-free workshop, Live an Extraordinary Life, Dealing with Divorce, The Power Behind Your Purpose, all great and wonderful workshops on helping you just get to the core of what you need to work on very quickly, which is Fonda's gift. So, Fonda, let me ask you really the last question we ask all our guests here at Journey to Success is, what drives you to be successful, and what makes up the heart of your business? What is it about for you that gets you up in the morning and gets you fired up to take on the day?
What makes up the heart of my business is to help as many people in this world live in this incredible freedom that I live personally in every day. You know, every life that I touch to me is a successful day, and I love to help people. I love to give to charities. I just love to help people financially, so just knowing that I can do all of that makes for a great life. So
that's wonderful. And tell us, because really freedom, it's about giving people freedom for you, right? It's about mm-hmm. providing them that avenue of living in peace and freedom. Give us tell me what it feels like to live in peace, to live in freedom. What does it look like? What does it feel like for people who want it so desperately?
Well, it's a great question. I've never been asked that. But what's funny about that is in the beginning, it's a very uncomfortable place. I didn't know what to do with my mind during the day. I was so used to creating issues or, you know, blaming somebody or gossiping that once I broke free from all that, it was still. Like, my mind was still, and I would just sit there and think, okay, now what? So In the beginning, ironically, it's very uncomfortable when your mind is going, because what happens is, again, it's a tactic from the enemy, because when your mind is busy, you don't focus on your purpose. So once I started eliminating all these layers out of me, it started becoming so clear what my purpose is, and that's why being a life coach ended up being my purpose. Had I not gone through those years of self-development and learning and growing and stripping of myself and the ugliness that I had within me, had I not said, okay, I want what it takes to live in peace and freedom, had I not made that decision and made it a must, I would not be where I am today. And it scares me that so many people are unhappy and they're still in their situation. And if they would just tackle these issues, then the light would kind of shine upon what their purpose is, and then they could live the life that I truly believe 100% that God, you know, Jesus died on the cross so that we could live in freedom. And please don't get caught up in all the religious, you know, I don't want to give up drinking. I don't want to give up smoking. It's not about all that. This has nothing to, freedom doesn't mean you give up all these things. Freedom is, you live in peace, and you have a relationship with God, between you and God, and you give up these things between, you know, Him and you. And slowly, as you start giving up all these things that you want to give up, then you just become a better person. So it's just the best feeling in the world, and I'm so grateful to God that, you know, at the age of 44, I finally got to this place that I've been striving to be at.
Well, that's wonderful and well said. And again, everybody's on their own journey, on their own time, and many of you might be ready, you know, ready to experience peace and ready to experience freedom. And if you're willing and ready to work with Fonda, you can again find her at fondasvision.com, and she'll be more than willing and happy to meet your request and take on you. So again, Fonda, we want to thank you again for joining us today at Journey to Success Radio. Again, you're listening to the Journey to Success Radio Network. You can find out more about the network at journeytosuccessradio.com. And we will again see you soon for our next amazing success story. Bye for now.